Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about camper van construction, specifically using extruded aluminum versus wood. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So, what are the main points of comparison?
Weight, strength, cost, DIY friendliness, and tools needed. Our expert breaks down each material's pros and cons in detail.
Okay, weight first. Which is lighter?
It depends. For fully enclosed structures like a bench with panels on all sides, wood is lighter. But for components with open sides, like a galley or upper cabinets, extruded aluminum is surprisingly lighter.
Interesting. So you're saying for something where you'd only see the front face, the aluminum frame is lighter than a full wood box?
Exactly. Plus, aluminum allows for breathability, crucial for components like refrigerators that need ventilation.
Got it. What about strength?
Extruded aluminum wins hands down. It creates a strong exoskeleton, attaching everything to the van's walls and floor, offering incredible rigidity.
That makes sense. But what if the bolts and screws come loose with all that road vibration?
Excellent question. Loctite and proper tightening are key. Our builder suggests an annual checkup. They even demonstrate that satisfying pop of a properly tightened T-nut.
Ha, huh, I can almost hear it. Okay, next up, cost.
Aluminum is the pricier option up front. You'll still need some wood for paneling, but the aluminum framing and hardware add up.
But they mention significant savings by not using 80/20 brand, right?
Right. They suggest an alternative supplier that saves them 30 to 50%. They link to it in the description, apparently.
Andy, now, DIY friendliness.
Both require tools, but extruded aluminum has a slight learning curve. You'll need a miter saw with a special blade for aluminum, specific wrenches, and of course, Loctite.
I see. And what about those captive channels and T-nuts? They sounded tricky.
They can be. Careful planning is crucial to avoid getting stuck with a captive channel where you can't insert a T-nut. They recommend having some rolling T-nuts on hand for those uh-oh moments. Planning seems crucial throughout. They suggest sketching or designing the layout first.
Good advice. Sounds like extruded aluminum offers many advantages despite the extra cost and learning curve. What's the final verdict?
They highly recommend extruded aluminum. They emphasize the strength, accessibility, and adjustability as major benefits. Although, they acknowledge that wood is a perfectly viable option too.
It seems like they're big fans of the aluminum once they got the hang of it.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating dive into camper van construction. See you in the next episode.
Goodbye.